true.
Yo, yo, yo. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy, the franchise bear, Double B Bad Blood. Joined by the mixologist himself, Mr. Chemical Julian.
Baby, usually,
it's that dude in the chair, Shane Husky, but he ain't here yet. But we got Big right Money Drew in the house. Welcome
Booyah to
Friday Night Fights. But tonight, it was just AEW. It wasn't AEW. It was just straight up SmackDown. So, welcome to SmackDown Recap.
Shane, I don't know where you are, but I hope you're getting that sloppy toppy. Good job, my brother.
Damn. Talking about
Laughing Taffy.
My bad.
Laffy Taffy were phenomenal. Don't talk bad about
them. Hey, if you know, you know. If you don't know, you should probably Google it.
Hey, hey, Drew, you're back east. Do you have mallow cups? Like, is chocolate with marshmallow in the middle and coconut in the chocolate?
I believe so. I'm not. I would have never had it because I don't like coconut. But I think I do recall something like that. Yeah.
You don't like Coke or nuts? What the fuck?
I didn't say anything about Coke.
I mean, he's not Tony Khan. I mean,
you don't know what I do in my private life.
Do we now?
Shane Husky has finally joined us.
Shane Husky,
I am finally here.
Shane O'Husk. You should just change the name to Shane O'Husk. I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
Shane O'Husk. You can husk these nuts.
Husky nuts? What about my nuts?
Anyway, like ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Man, look, this show was so fire, bro.
It was so really fire.
Look, it was so fire that I had to break out my WrestleMania.
Don't open it yet.
I can't open it yet, man. WrestleMania Night 1 is going to be Crown Royal. We're going to be lit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see us get smashed, here's the deal. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get shitty drunk on the show. You want to see us get drunk? Drop some bits in the chat. Do us a favor. Go subscribe. For every subscription and every bit we see in the chat, we're going to take a shot. Julian always got some fucking fire ass whiskey over there.
I got a Baja Crazy Blast.
This dude right here gonna drink some fucking Mountain Dew, Baja Blast. Whoa, what was that, Shane?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast, yo.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
WrestleMania weekend is gonna be hella fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Julian, have you watched Ready to Rumble yet?
No!
God damn you, motherfucker.
You know what? You're like, hey, have you watched that? What's the
no, I'm doing shit to you like you guys done with the movies.
You know what, Shane? And you were at fair is fair.
You're right.
I was like, what you mean you ain't seen Tombstone? What you mean you haven't watched Superman 2? What do you mean you haven't watched Half Rumble? I got you. You know what? And you're right, man.
You know what?
So this weekend, I'm going to make it my choice.
And we're going to do a quiz on trivia night.
She's probably watching this show right now like, I ain't watching this shit when I get there.
Yeah. To watch Ready to Rumble.
We're
going to
do a trivia quiz on trivia night, damn it.
Hey, Shane's old enough to drink. Shane was drinking coast.
Really? Nobody believe that I'm old enough to drink alcohol?
Shane said. He's owners of drink in Mexico.
For those of you who don't know, Shane is really black and he's albino. He's like 56 years old. Still, good black don't crack. Shane was my math tutor in high school.
Wow. Dude, he was my English professor in high school. Man.
Wow.
Shane rode bicycles that had the metal pedals on them, all right? The ones that dug up in your sheen when you fell off that.
Yo, Shane. Ew. Shane's so old. Shane had changed to shop at Zodi's. Okay.
Did he have the same bike as Pee Wee Herman?
No, Pee Wee Herman made Pee Wee Herman copy the bike Shane had when he was a kid.
No, yeah, so it was Pee Wee Herman.
Shane, really important question: were you friends with Bobby Fish when you were both young?
Where's the lie?
Oh man, let's get into this recap, man, because I'm gonna tell you right now, Dominic Mysterio.
He was about to slap his mom. I would wait for it. I would slap the shit out of his mother.
Hell yeah. Man, I really was like, oh, they're not really gonna do this.
Like, bam.
They're not gonna let Dominic put hands on his mom. But he pretty much told
almost
him,
did.
Fuck up.
Almost did.
And Ray was like, oh, yeah, because he snatched the mic from her.
Yeah. He was like, shut up.
You're a dead big mother.
You're a dead big mother.
Hey, man, Ray was like, that may be your mama, but that's my wife.
Yeah, he was like, yo.
You don't talk to a woman like that.
Hey, I told you guys, like almost 4 weeks ago, when this whole WrestleMania push started, I said the only way Ray going to fight his son is if Donald Trump shot his mama. And he was right there.
It should have happened. Right, it was going to happen.
What is wrong with us? What is so wrong close. With us?
We've been watching wrestling too long.
We got excited when Beth Phoenix got fucked up, and now this.
Well, you know those family angles, how they go.
Yeah, don't bring your wife to work.
Julia always
says know?
The best.
Don't
bring your wife and kids to work.
Family in the ring.
No, nope.
Julia says the best.
Leave your kids at home.
Yeah,
you don't know where my ass might show up.
Okay, Ray said you're going to come out of that.
Hey, man, I will say, you know what? The only thing I would
watch alone behind me
is that.
No, it ain't.
We're sinner.
If Rey Mysterio at some point leading up to this show had introduced Mae Young as Dominic's abuela,
oh my god,
abuelita, man, hey, first of all, Dominic would have got his ass whooped.
She'd have came with the chocolate, bro. She wouldn't have fucked up.
She would have put the boots to him.
She'd have whooped that ass. Chocolate at all.
She would have took a shot to the jaw for the show.
Man,
something's wrong. Man, got powerball through a table by Bubba Ray Dudley. Come on now,
man.
Something is wrong with us. I swear to God.
Popping hands out your vagina the whole day.
Yeah, imagine.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I don't even know you guys. I don't even know you guys.
Hey, give her a hand. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here?
Have anyone given him a hand before?
Anyway, Dominic finally got the bitch slapped out of him.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah. And Ray said, finally. I'll see you at WrestleMania.
He should have been like, I just slapped the shit out you, bitch. At the end of it, I would have been like,
both of you.
Give me the whooping I should have gave you as a kid. And then Bobby Lashley would have came out of nowhere. I got a daycare.
I got
Hey, look, man. Bobby choked his ass out once.
Right. Oh, Punk.
Punk's in the house. Punk.
Do you want the link, Punk? Is that what you're saying?
Punk, please don't go on Instagram again. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was not you. That was somebody else.
Bro, did you see the latest about him and Shawn Michaels?
No, I haven't.
Who and Shawn Michaels?
CM Punk and Shawn, dude, FIFO posted it.
No.
FIFO posted it.
Shawn Michaels.
And Shawn Michaels.
So CM Punk was at a restaurant with his wife, with his sister, and his mom. And apparently every Tuesday, Shawn Michaels came in. And he was sitting at the table where Shawn Michaels usually sits. So basically, Shawn Michaels walks in. Yeah, please, Shane, send Punk the link, please. So
why?
Wow. Damn. Anyway, long story short, CM Punk said that him and Shawn Michaels had a whirlwind homosexual like love fest. I honestly think someone has hacked his Instagram because the shit that's being posted is just way out there.
Who's Instagram?
Punk. CM Punk.
Oh, he's probably just trying to deflect from what happened to them.
I mean, yeah. But the stories is so fucking funny, dude. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ, CM Punk done lost the goddamn mind.
Jesus?
Yeah, it's been funny. Julian, you gonna find it?
Jesus.
Girl, Jesus. Oh, man. Yeah, so, I mean, it was weird. It was fucking weird.
Man, no, I really had a good time watching SmackDown tonight. Like, honestly, because the road to WrestleMania is finally coming to a close. And they're starting to get fire.
Not WrestleMania, it's WrestleZania.
WrestleZania.
That was awesome.
That
makes
me
shade.
That right there makes me think Kevin Owens is going to turn on.
No. those
things. I mean, don't put that out in the world.
I'm here for it if it happens. Like,
don't. Don't send
me
the
download. Send me the download. Fucking member of the bloodline.
MKO was a member all along.
The only way I am okay with the Usos retaining is if Roman Reigns loses.
But I think I do for Roman and Cody.
Because okay, so I've said that what an interesting wrinkle it would be for the story if the Usos won at WrestleMania and Roman lost at WrestleMania.
Yeah, who would be the new tribal chief?
Top dollar.
That island is about to sink.
And that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining.
All right, we're out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Top Dollar Watchers.
I mean, yeah, actually.
Fuck Top Dollar. There, I said it.
Wow, Shane.
Sorry.
Shane just causing all kinds of problems.
I mean, I'm no longer called Raven Serio bitch because he can finally grow second nuts. So, you know.
Yeah, because my daughter went to Catalina Island this weekend and she came back from the hairstylist. With braids like B-Fab, and I was like, oh, you look like, never mind. Because she wouldn't know what the fuck I was talking about anyway.
She'd have been like, she'd have Googled that shit, came back and just slapped you. You just sitting out, smack, what was that for? B-Fab.
B-Fab?
That's all she would have said to you, B-Fab. Walk away.
Hi.
Hey. Listen here, we need you to stay off of Instagram, okay? Because all that shit you've been
mentioning.
Yeah. Oh, he's even wearing the punk shirt, too. That's incredible.
I don't think that's legit, to be honest with that.
Honestly, I think someone hacked his shit, bro.
You think?
I have a request. No. I want to be down with my East Coaster. No. Move me and Shane.
Oh.
No one's going to listen. God damn it, my spot.
Should we make it a six-way and bring in your boy spot. Center?
My spot.
Oh, we don't need to do that. That's okay.
No.
Wait. Hold on. Oh, fuck. My shit's way too fucking far. Yeah.
There we go.
That's funny. Can we have a six-way scissor session?
Wow. So Claudio just said it right now. Claudio said, let's not all this Rey Mysterio story distract us. From Ray pimping his daughter out to Buddy Matthews. It's so funny because Ray pimped his daughter out to Buddy Matthews and his son just got pimped out to Rhea Ripley, who was actually engaged to Buddy Matthews. So, damn, that's an interesting.
Hey, man, shit happens.
That's an interesting observation. I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, no. Aren't Chad is toxic right now?
You gotta add Cunt Cabana to that too.
Wow,
Cunt Cabana.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that alone.
Yeah.
So, like we said, man, this fucking SmackDown was lit, bro. Like,
it was fire. It was fire.
I enjoyed every moment of this SmackDown except for Liv Morgan being at ringside
and Liv Morgan and
Shotzi winning the match. Other than that, this show was great.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Shotzi? I like Shotzi.
Hey, nothing like Shotzi, man. That's not the real Shotzi.
You know what, Julian? Let me tell you something. I think you're onto something. I don't think that's a real Shotzi. Because see, when I met Shotzi, and the Shotzi that I know from NorCal wasn't such. Yeah, she was.
A Bosch Fest?
Never mind. Botchamania Part 1. And in this match, you can see the botches in this match. She was ridiculous. Like, for
instance, she was biting pretty hard.
There's a spot where Xia Li was out. She was laying down, and instead of pinning the person who's Libra, she fucking dives on the outside to the person who is not Libra. I'm sorry, but I've been wrestling a long time, and I've always been taught from day one, you pin the guy who's legal, not the dude that's selling the popcorn. Why would I jump the guy selling the popcorn? Why would I run to Colin and grab the guy who's got the fucking cotton candy? Why don't I pin the person in the ring with me? Let me do what I want to do.
I was in utter disbelief at that point in the match because I was like, oh shit, Lacey Evans. First of all, Lacey yelling Evans at Xia Li, like, do this, do that. And I was like, oh man, the All American up here, yelling at the Chinese chick, telling them to do. All right, whatever.
Yeah, that was some nasty shit, right?
Yeah, she goes for the women's right, knocks out Xia Li, and I was like, oh shit, Shotzi can. Well, I was like, oh shit, Shotzi's about to get the pin. But she didn't. She starts running the ropes, and I was like, what are you doing? And then they went for the heart attack.
She went the wrong way.
What? As a fan of the Hart Foundation who has seen this move executed with perfection so many times, I was like, oh shit, she's gonna do the heart attack.
No, Natty
set her up, and I was like, you're going the wrong way. And then she had to go back and bounce off the ropes again to make it look like a total setup. And then they hit the heart attack, and then Natty puts her in a sharpshooter. I was like, once you hit the heart attack, you don't need to do a sharpshooter. It's a 1-2-3. Like, what the fuck is this?
Look, if I see them do that move again, it's no longer going to be called the heart attack. It's going to be called a mild arrhythmia. That's what the fuck that was. That was like a...
I was like, Shotzi, where are you going? Why are you running that way?
I told you it was like Shotzi. Yeah.
Why are you running that way?
I looked at my TV. I'm like, where are you going?
I mean,
listen. I just realized I'm sitting at my desk and I'm not using my usual setup for some reason. So yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I was like, "Where's the cute little lights and shit? Like, what the hell, Drew?"
Like that.
But
yeah.
So anyway, Shotzi and
Natty.
Shotzi and Natty are going to be in the Raw Women's Tag Team Showcase.
Yeah, and then the participation trophy.
And then, right. Well, I mean, you're right, because then out walks
Shayna and Ronda.
Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, and they're like, hey, we're gonna be in this thing too. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's a championship match. It's good. The SmackDown Women's Tag Team Champs are here. Shane's like, they're not champions.
Yeah,
dummy.
I was like, so they're in the match. Why?
Padding.
So basically, this is the rundown of how that match is happening.
Like, Shayna Baszler was like, oh, I broke her arm, I broke her nose, I broke her spirit was funny. That
had me laughing.
I was looking at the match and I was like, there's no stakes here, like, at all. They didn't say you're gonna be number one contender. This is to determine a number one contender for the women's tag team championship, which is not being defended either at WrestleMania. It's just, hey, we need a four-pack tag team women's match, so y'all are it. And Ronda not being the champion and Shayna Baszler not being a champion, it's kind of like, y'all are just another tag team put together to be put in here.
You know what I think it is? I think that they just put these four teams together because they're like, fuck, man, we got two nights of Mania and we got five matches that people give a shit about.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want to get as much of our talent on the
just fucking get it. Oh, let's do an Andre the Giant battle right on Friday.
That's why Mania is two nights.
Dude, I'm actually happy about that because I'll be there for Friday, so that's cool.
Shout out to a new follower, a new person in the chat, Gary Karate.
Gary Karate.
Hello.
Do me a favor, Gary Karate. Would you go and like, click, and subscribe and follow us, my friend? We love new followers. Join our community. Watch WrestleMania live on our Twitch channel. We're going to be streaming live on Twitch. If you come on Friday night,
watch it live.
The host, yeah, that's right. If you come Friday night, we're going to be watching Ring of Honor. So, thank you very much for following us, my man. Thank you.
I love it.
I just want to know, Gary Karate, do you use the old High Karate cologne?
Wow. Wow. No worries, Gary. No worries, my friend. Hey, go subscribe as well, man. All our subscribers are going to get to watch WrestleMania with us live.
Yeah.
And some lucky subscribers going to get some of this beautiful Crown Royal right here. Because WrestleMania, we're going to be touring back.
Yeah. I think maybe I should put a stripper pole behind me.
Whoa, 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 hold on.
Why do I always come back in the weirdest part?
Right. This is the second time you come back with some weird shit.
It'll just be entertaining, yeah. You know, just in the background.
Yeah. Oh,
I had to, I'm sorry I took a little bit longer because I had to do something else.
I'll see what Jada Fire is doing this weekend.
Yo, hey, she in the neighborhood. Yeah. She in the neighborhood.
I'm in the valley. I mean, yeah. I can throw a rock in any direction and hit somebody from Vivid Video.
Man,
Vivid Video.
It's funny that you got that because I was about to ask Blood, what happens if the person gets the Crown Warrior straight edge?
shit.
Fucking sinner.
I don't know. maybe we'll give you some RC Cola. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, some Dr. K.
Some Dr. K.
Case of Dr. K.
Man, Special K. Give you some Dr. Thunder.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we can always give you a Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler. That's just Sprite.
See, that's still alcoholic. Allegedly.
Right.
Golden Wine Cooler. Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler.
And these two punks on the bottom.
Ah,
see what I did there? See what I did there?
With the one punk.
I know, but you guys are both
recognize, all right?
Ooh, he's there. Hey, real recognize.
Recognize.
So I understand like that.
My straight society shirt or something.
I understand.
I used to wrestle in those.
I understand that Shane punked you and scared you into challenging for the number one contender.
Yeah, I totally ran him off, scaring.
He said he ran you off. He said he scared you so bad that you were like, "I'm gonna go eat pizza at my friend's house." Like that's what he said.
I just like pizza, bro.
Ooh. I like pizza too, but you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I'm
about
pizza for dinner
tonight. Hey, man. Right? You can't go wrong without pizza.
Is it the Papa John's Zesty Pepperoni or the Papa John's?
Papa John's.
Damn. But anyway, let's get back to this show because I'm starting to get hungry now.
This is the CM Punk section down here. I actually got an update. I don't know if anyone's really been talking about it with the CM Punk situation. I actually found
Tell
out.
Tell us more.
Tell us more.
Apparently, CM Punk reached out to Kenny Omega shortly after the media thing and was like, "Hey, listen, I have no beef with you. The beef isn't with you. It's with the Bucks and Jericho." And it's so no one's really talking about how he's done that.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's like,
Send him the link and get him down here. Wear your punk shirt, man.
Pro, you want to jump in?
Punk shirt.
Man, I wish I do have to see a punk shirt, but it's not that.
Yeah, but you're on the West Coast, so fuck you.
Yeah. A really half-assed apology.
Punk was my best friend first, Drew. God damn it.
Well, I stole him from you, too.
So no, you did not.
Oh, shit. Yo, it's snowing in Portland. Like, what?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
I mean, it was snowing earlier, but it's really snowing now.
But, yeah, so that's, I think that was interesting that, like, people don't really talk about, like, that aspect. And I know it's recently, but, like, right now, everyone's focused on the Instagram story. And I think people are misreading that and trying to, like, when people were like, "Oh, CM Punk and The Rock have heat with each other because he doesn't want to work with The Rock," but like when he explained it, he's like, "Nah, like we just didn't do the same thing. He wants it planned out. I don't, and we just kind of worked." But people have took that as heat, and it's like I think they're doing the same thing again with this situation. I don't think he's attacking anyone.
Oh, the anti-West Coasters in the house. Shit. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Punk. I agree with you. Me personally, I think it's all fucking work.
Yes.
And they are working marks so fucking hard right now. And when he shows up at All Out, or Double or Nothing, whatever the fuck it's going to be called this time, when he shows up and he fucking stands there on that apron with FTR, I mean, on that ramp with FTR, bro, it's going to pop off.
That's if they don't leave the AEW because that match.
Yeah. I hope
not. Even AEW, bro. Yeah,
I
they are trolling the shit out of everybody.
If you remember, if you remember last week, I told you about the thing, the idea that I saw on Twitter about.
he didn't get the memo.
Remember last week I told you about the idea I saw on Twitter where Punk joins the Blackpool Combat Club?
Yes, yeah. You did hold us that.
I forgot.
He gets interested.
That I forgot that go Don Callis has been trying to recruit Takeshita.
Takeshita.
Dude, why in the hell would a guy who's got a I'm sorry, I was about to say he's got like a 0-2 MMA record, but it's 1-1 because one of his matches was a technically a draw.
It was reversed. Like he lost, but
yeah, it was reversed. Yeah. So he's 1-1. I mean, clearly he's no Bobby Lashley.
Clearly he ain't no Shane Husky.
No.
But at least he had the balls to do it. I mean,
true.
Like,
I don't think so. Come on. I mean, I've had the balls to go bungee jumping, but if the fucking cord snapped, y'all would be at my funeral talking about, well, at least he had the balls to do it.
I would. I'd step right in your casket. I'd be like, yo, y'all didn't know Julian like I knew Julian because he had big balls.
Y'all didn't.
His balls were so big, he tied a rubber band around his ankle and jumped up a bridge.
Just reaches in the casket, whip out the balls. See, he had the balls to do
it. Right there. Right there. I synced him.
I synced him.
It's a wonder how he got his pants on with the balls this big.
Man. Biggest balls in the ball.
His balls were so big, Miz was jealous.
Bro, balls so big, balls Mahoney called himself Nog.
But Miz has a big mess of balls, but clearly he don't.
Like he never said nothing, but Julian had a signed NDA with Vince McMahon.
Like,
I've got to have those balls for myself, pal.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Have you seen Julian's balls? God damn,
those are black.
Massive.
Chocolate.
There's a genetic jackhammer. That's where I got the name.
I bet they're Julian's salty.
Big old ball.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So, yeah, let's get back to this fucking SmackDown.
Oh, man. Genetic balls, goddammit.
So, we have the qualifying match. Of course, Shitzy, Emmy, Shotzi, and Natty win with a reverse heart attack, sharpshooter. I don't know what it was, but then Ronda Rousey came back. Now, see, Ronda Rousey is really injured. Her shoulder, her pectoral or something, not her pectoral, her tricep got hurt. So they're just basically going to put her in this four-way tag team match so she can, you know, be there but not in the match. It's kind of like the whole scene where they were talking about how CM Punk was injured and he didn't want to come out. He didn't want to work the match. And he was like, yeah, I'll work the match with Moxley. And Moxley was like, we'll just make it like Rocky III. You know, you'll just get smashed. And he was like, I ain't never seen a fucking Rocky movie before. So it is what it is. That's
probably
gonna happen.
So on that post where he said make like Rocky III, I was like,
what?
You just get your ass beat all during the match and then you win? Like how the fuck does that work out? Like
I think it was supposed to be like a 10-week long thing.
Or better yet, pre-match you have the black guy come out and get killed and like Mox kills the black guy.
See a Punk's Apollo Creed, don't you say?
At the beginning of the episode, CM Punk all of a sudden has his best friend, black guy, because you never see a Punk. Much like Hulk Hogan, if you're CM Punk's best friend, the shit ain't going
wow.
Ask Hulk Cabana, he'll fill you in. And so all of a sudden, he's like, hey, I'm the black guy. I'm CM Punk's best friend. I'm going to fight Moxley first. Moxley kills him. Yeah, he just like leaves on the ambulance. Where to, black guy? He just heads out on the ambulance and he's gone.
Totally gets killed by CM Punk.
Is like he trains for the next half hour or the hour, you know, for the show, so he can fight Mox in the final match of the show.
But we're seeing a career dying in Keith Lee, and we saw Stokely versus. Have you ever seen enough black people die in AEW?
Yeah,
man. I'm not gonna touch that one with a 10-inch. Never mind.
BCC, more like
BBC.
I mean, they gave us the local affiliates. She said she loves BBC.
The local affiliates.
I
mean, BCC.
I love that tweet. Every time I think of that, I think of Renee Paquette. Shout out to Renee Paquette. She was like, I love BBC. Oops. I mean,
I just got to say, I love Keith Lee as a wrestler, but the last thing that big motherfucker needs to wear is a cape. That shit will always look like.
In the words of Enzo Mose and the Incredibles, no capes.
No capes.
Great wrestler, great dude, love him to death.
And
don't wear no goddamn capes. No more,
how do both companies fuck him up? How does this happen?
Both companies fucked him over.
Okay, I need to say this right now. Center, you're a fucking block. You're banned for 5 minutes.
Bye.
First off, don't ever disrespect the Nation of Domination.
Man, that's some bullshit. You got
by saying the mobile affiliates, Tattoo Face, and Lame Ass.
Man. Sunday Center, I got to ask you for
could after the 5 minutes are up, could you just keep blocking him?
Man, we pick on Center way too much over here.
While we talk shit about himself, Jeff Jarrett and making people wants to watch it,
we can rotate.
Just a little bit Jarrett losing every time.
Oh yeah, Jeff Jarrett wants to lose all the time.
So when Keith Lee did the bear cat shit, that was Vince. I hope that was Vince. I'm gonna blame Vince.
I'm gonna blame Vince
for that shit. And it's not like he was bear cat right. He was just a dude with fucking claw marks on his pants.
When the song came out with the claw thing, the fucking, I was like, I'm done.
That was as bad as Ricochet's pew 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 pew.
And Aleister Black going,
the fucking creaking casket.
He's always done that in NXT though.
I didn't like it then either. Sound effects. We don't need sound effects.
We don't.
I thought it leaded. I thought it was a nice.
All right, Sunday Center. You definitely need to get banned for that.
Wow.
Is he stealing belts from the Cow Palace? Is he stealing belts from the Cow Palace? I don't think
you
so.
Need to get banned for life.
Spread the meat sauce everywhere.
He's not that bad. Jeez, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He got saddled with Swerve Strickland. He really did. The whole mogul affiliates thing was some bullshit. I mean, it was the reason why it's fucked up is because at the Royal Rumble, we had Keith Lee and Brock Lesnar face to face, and we were like,
"That was
here we go!"
Right? That was big boy again.
Big boy.
Who the fuck is this guy? Big boy.
Even Brock Lesnar knows he's a big deal, and he gives less of a about your favorite wrestler than Heath Slater's kids.
Fuck your kids.
Like, how do you mess that up? I don't understand.
And WWE, what do you mean?
Now I won't say that he has been completely but I do
that is a fact, Center. That is a fact. He ain't no Omos.
I do think that he definitely I mean look, like Pro, you said last year's All Out match. That was 7 months ago, almost. Yeah, 6-7 months ago. What's he been doing since then, really?
I mean, he's been injured. He's fucking tag teams, fucking won the world tag team titles, had a horrible run with Swerve Strickland, because, you know, no one likes Swerve.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll like Swerve again when he's not in a terrible faction.
Swerve's a terrible faction by himself.
This I like him better when he stops playing with his grills on camera.
Yeah.
I can't stand him, bro. Okay, as a black professional wrestler, I'm going to say this. We're not all rappers. We don't all shuck and jive. We don't all dance and do all that other bullshit.
You don't?
Actually can fucking wrestle. Hell, what the fuck is this? Look at Shelton Benjamin. Great wrestler, tactician,
yeah,
amazing. Well, he wasn't fucking put down with the bear cat gimmick or a pimp gimmick or a gospel fucking choir group gimmick.
Well, okay, hold on. I feel like I know what he's about to say.
podcast
go, episode. Go ahead.
I'll let you go. Go ahead.
The problem with what you're saying is that Swerve's an actual rapper.
Yeah. So,
no, that's not what I was going to say.
He's not playing a rapper. He's actually a rapper.
You were bragging about, like, first off, Shelton Benjamin is fucking selfish. Second, he is... Did you forget the fact that he had his mom come to the ring and help him win matches? Did we forget that? No.
Don't get me wrong. We haven't forgotten that.
I love Shelton.
She was a stereotype in itself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. True.
But the point I'm making is you got guys that are in this industry that aren't those gimmicks. Like everybody's like, oh yeah, if you're a black wrestler, you gotta be a rapper, you gotta be a fucking hip hop star, you gotta be this and that. No, you don't. You gotta be a gangster with grills in your mouth, you gotta have dreadlocks, you gotta have braids, you gotta fucking no, you don't. You gotta be a pimp. You know, you gotta be flash funk wearing fucking weird ass fucking girl boots and shit. We're not all like that.
No.
That's the Vince McMahon era.
Okay, here we go. It's time for you to join a tag team.
With Medical Bill.
Your choices are you can tag team with Swerve Strickland or 53-time champion R-Truth.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'll swerve.
I'm a
100% swerve.
Man, that's a hard one right there because R-Truth is a rapper, too.
I'd rather be a 53-time champ.
I mean, dude got an album out and shit?
Multiple
albums. Yeah, but R-Truth is actually good.
Swerve. That's a no-brainer for me, swerve.
Shit.
Yeah, but
I personally don't like swerve.
You're going on a tag team run.
I've tag teamed with guys I don't like. I was in factions with guys I don't like. So yeah, sure, okay, swerve. And then I'll turn on his ass and make him the Marty Jannetty of the fucking group, and I'll kick him through the fucking barbershop window.
Damn, Marty Jannetty.
As he's trying to get his fade. Shit.
Sunday Center says swerve or Saba Simba.
Wow, shit.
Wow.
Tony Atlas all day.
Dude, I can tell you in all honesty, my mother hated Slick. If his job was to be a heel, mission accomplished. My mom hated Slick, and especially on the John Soul Bro video where he starts off eating the fried chicken. Oh my God. She was like, what the hell is this? Then second Slick was Kamala. She hated the belly slap and she hated the all that.
Leo Rush does rap. Yes, he does.
Leo Rush raps. Chris Bay raps.
Yep.
See? Stereotypes. Because they're all black, they rap.
If you're I'm sorry. I was about to say, like, if you're a wrestler, why are you rapping? But I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just your thing.
Hey, let's not act like wrestling is the only one that has like one dimensional
black. Be a man, Hogan.
Hey, now we're gonna. Hey, don't diss on the John Cena album. Right? There was actually some good songs on that album.
Kurt Angle raps.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Kurt Angle raps.
Wraps presents for his kids at Christmas?
No, you didn't see him. He was putting some sick bars down.
Kurt Angle was in a rap battle.
Ruffle was dropping bars.
Kurt Angle was in a rap battle against Cena. And
my personal favorite wrestler, Eddie Guerrero. He raps too.
Damn. He brought Eddie Guerrero.
Where? On what?
When did you see him with Cena?
Yeah. He lied. Yeah.
That doesn't make it better. I mean, Michael Steele? I mean, like...
I don't even know what Michael Hayes says.
That could go several different directions.
That could go several hundred different ways.
none of them bad. I mean,
none of them good. Most of them good. You said Michael Hayes. That automatically equals bad shit. But anyway, let's go back to this SmackDown.
Last thing though, I think the only person that does, is not the rapper gimmick that I think in the mainstream would be Bobby Lashley, wouldn't it?
True.
He can't cut a fucking promo. How he go rap?
He'd be choking kids out of dick here, though.
I think he's his only exception, though.
Dude, my point about the background, just standing there being swole in the video, just sitting there.
I mean, yeah, I think you have to have eyebrows to have charisma, but
wow.
Oh, man, come on! Yeah. You can't disrespect the brother with alopecia.
Damn. Damn.
I'm just sitting here enjoying the conversation.
I
love my sisters.
Maybe it's the shirt.
I love my sisters.
No, but the whole point I'm making about
I'm trying not to get canceled.
Pro put out the fact that a lot of wrestlers are actually rappers, but it's not their gimmick. That's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit what you do on the outs. It's not your gimmick. It's not like you come to WWE, they say, ooh, look, guy, you're either a rapper, a dancer, or a gangster. Yeah, that's what I do. Oh, wait a minute. You're a pimp now, too. Yeah. Like, okay. Just like, oh, we got these Mexicans working for WWE. Let's make them the Mexicools.
Yes,
put them on the lawnmower. Let's make them cholos. Like, not all Mexicans are cholos either. Not all Mexicans are gardeners. Some are doctors. Some are fucking lawyers. You know what I'm saying?
And some of your cholos were Samoans.
There was Kerwin.
Exactly. Kerwin.
And some of your Arabs were Italian. I mean,
yeah. You know what?
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here and kind of give. They do that with a lot. Like, look at Roddy Piper. Dude's Canadian, but because he played the bagpipes, they built him as Scottish. Mm-hmm. In Hurricane Helms. He had the Green Lantern tattoo, so he became a superhero. I think they just, I mean, you know, wrestling bookers, promoters, whatever, they'll look for the smallest little thing, and you can say, I like ice cream, and then your next gimmick will be you driving an ice cream truck to the ring or some shit.
No wrestling promoter ever see a Jake something tweet of mine, man.
It's true. It's true what you're saying, because when I first started out, I was a skinny little 140-pound guy. And I was making fun of this. I made this funny Jamaican accent. And this promoter was like, oh, you're the Jamaican light heavyweight champion. And they named me Speed, the name of a drug. I was quick and I was fast. And I was like, and then Rey Mysterio was Colibre, which in Spanish was the hummingbird. my dad. Yeah, and I was like, what? I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I guess. So it was like Speed and Colibre. I was like,
it's just, I think that's what they, so they like, oh, you like rap, you're a rapper? Okay, here's, it's your life now. Like, it's just like, all right, dude.
But how much of Swerve's thing is Tony Khan writing it for him?
I don't think
any of it.
Or his story? Because, like, they don't script the promos, they let you go. Yeah, I'm not Jamaican, I'm Canadian. Jesus Christ.
Kofi said, I'm not Jamaican, I'm African.
Yeah.
Santino's Canadian. Like, it just... Canadian? Yeah, he is. Hey. Muhammad Hassan is Italian.
But just like when William Moody said, oh, hey, you know, I've got my mortician's license. Really, pal?
Like, legit, the story he told me at WCWC here in Oregon, he was like, yeah, I walked in the Vince McMahon's office and he says, hey, we want you to interview for this job as the Undertaker's pallbearer. And he says, why did you say, why would I do that? And he goes, well, we heard you worked at a mortician shop and you were a licensed mortician. So we want to use that. Percy Pringle III, William Moody was a fucking, when he wrestled, he worked in Dallas, Texas. He was a mortician. And that's where the Undertaker gimmick came from with Paul Bearer.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Shout out to Jeff Manning for booking me on those shows.
However, anyway, get back to SmackDown. Far off the rails.
Let's go back to SmackDown. That's why people like this show. That's why people like this show. We talk wrestling. We have fun. We're not like those other talking heads and just. Also on SmackDown tonight, they had a tag team match. and the bad guys won.
Oh man!
And then we
had we actually like to make jokes on the show.
Women's match was pretty bad, but you know, no, we did have a tag team match.
Cut a promo on them next week,
and then
tag team match.
We did have a tag team match,
and then next week show the main.
We actually had a good promo.
Yeah,
this promo was very, very good. As we had the KO show. The KO show was really good.
How has nobody in the history of Sami Zayn working for the company come up with a shirt that said WrestleZania?
I love it.
That was awesome.
Have they just been sitting on that shit? Like,
what? Probably.
I was like,
maybe.
When Kevin Owens was pulling the shirt out of the bag, I was like, please be Dr. Jericho's mask. Please be Dr. Jericho's mask. I was a little let down when it was a t-shirt.
Bro, hey, you know.
WrestleZania, I love it.
Oh, man.
But here's the thing, though. And I want you guys to like think about this real quick. Think about this. And I want to hear everybody's little take on this when I get done with this.
Not real quick. K-quick.
K-quick.
Oh, whoa. He said K-quick. Never mind. Look,
get
ladies
rowdy.
And gentlemen, think about this.
Get rowdy.
KO. We all know Kevin Owens is the guy that turns on all his partners.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens probably turns on his wife when they're sleeping.
Is he going to be the Big Show of this era?
Left and right. He's turning on her left and right. So Duke cannot turn on
people. He can't do right.
He can't do right. He's turning right is wrong. He don't want to be right. So with him doing that, by him bringing out that shirt and saying that, oh, it's not KO Mania, and his name was on the back of the shirt. And after the whole, you know, you wanted to come out here and get your big old pop by yourself. Remember you backstage, we were talking about it, you said, I'm going to come out and get my own pop?
Yeah.
Is he fucking like gaslighting Sammy? And is he actually going to be his partner? Or is he going to turn on him and join the fucking bloodline?
Dude, nah. I said this.
No.
That would be the swerve of all swerves. That's like fucking swerve trick one, just swerving.
I just said, Sammy, you should turn on KO before he turns on you.
No.
I think Blood's half right. I think he'll turn on Sammy, just not
at some point. Time.
Oh, he's gonna turn on Sammy.
Oh yeah,
just it's not like changing your underwear.
They've got to do. If they really want to serve the fans, KO and Sami Zayn have got to do a loser leaves town match. Loser leaves WWE match, whatever they want to call it. Sami Zayn has to lose, and the next week on SmackDown,
no,
El Generico debuts.
Fresh out of Mexico from the orphanage.
I was at my orphanage. I had to come back.
Well, I mean, oh my God! Wait a minute.
If you can do Mr. America, you damn sure could do.
That is the perfect thing to do with Kevin Owens, actually. Because remember, he just did that not too long ago with Elias and Ezekiel.
Yeah.
He's like, you're Sami Zayn.
No, I'm not.
And like,
I know you are.
I'm El Generico.
Yes, you mean, like, not speaking English. You're Sami Zayn.
I did not know. Like,
are you El Generico?
There was money left in that match. They could have brought back Ezekiel Jackson as Elias' black brother. And be like, you can't be Elias' brother because you're too big.
You're bigger. I mean,
bigger than he is.
You're bolder than he
is. You're so bald.
He's so bald.
Other Zeke. But bring back El Generico. Like, do the whole Mr. America thing. You know?
Drew, that's a good take on that, man. That would be the funniest shit that could possibly happen.
That would be funny. That would be funny. I would love it.
Can he also bring out Bobby Lashley's sisters?
Yes,
Max Caster can't come back.
This time it's going to be Kevin Owens' sisters.
Kevin Owens' girls. He's like, I got no sisters. Shut up, Kevin. But the Usos come out of nowhere and attack them. And you realize they bump Kevin out of the ring.
Yep.
And then give the 1D to Sammy. And Kevin took his sweet ass time getting back in the ring with that chair.
He did.
He's not so sure yet.
Just saying, man.
Listen, You can't put this out in the world now. We just had the beautiful hug last week.
I'm all about chaos, man. I woke up this morning. I woke up and chose violence.
When they started this promo tonight, and Kevin's like, "Oh, you know, you wanted to just come out and get your own pop," but I was like, "No, why are we still doing this? We can't do coexisting 1 week before WrestleMania."
No, you can't.
Why not? They're doing it on SmackDown. Next week, they're going to have let's get to the Intercontinental Championship signing.
Yes. We got a table in the ring. We have a contract signing. You know what's happening next.
Dude, it's just me or the Gunther, I give up.
That table's going to get chucked to the crowd.
He got better this week.
There was about to be a lawsuit.
That table barely missed the guardrail, bro. He was like,
I thought WWE was gonna be doing some insurance payouts.
Yeah, I thought, y'all want free WrestleMania tickets? Y'all want backstage? Y'all want a big main event? Y'all want the title? Don't sue us.
I would not sue if you give me front row WrestleMania tickets.
Just don't sue us. Please don't sue us.
You want to be the first one to pin Solo?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Cody Rhodes had a great match with Kaiser.
You're not ready.
Literally, Kaiser got a jobber entrance. I'm not happy Kaiser about Sosa? That.
Yeah, what's up with him?
Yeah.
That was a good match, though.
It was good.
Paul Heyman came in, shadowed on Cody a little bit. Cody was like, "Yo, you ain't ready, homie." I like how Cody was like, "So we're 1 week away from the big game, and this is what you're doing, Mr. Heyman? You're moving the goalpost?" I like how he calls him Mr. Heyman.
Mr. Heyman.
Not Paul, not Heyman. Mr. Heyman.
You're fine. Like, interject.
I'm kind of tired of it now. To be honest.
He's showing the respect that Mr. Heyman deserves, all right?
I'm kind of tired of Mr. Heyman.
Or you want to call him by his first name? Paul? Want to be disrespectful, huh? Paul?
He should have been very disrespectful to Paul Heyman at this point. Paul. All the shit that he's done.
Correct. Paul, say something stupid.
Correct.
I'm excited for the simple fact that if Cody doesn't win, Inglewood gonna burn to the ground.
Inglewood,
because the fans gonna go crazy.
Is there a scenario here where he actually doesn't win?
No, he's gonna win.
He has to win.
I'm calling confident he gonna win.
They're still undecided on that. From
on the fly.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing, which Cody shouldn't win.
I mean, think about it.
He shouldn't win?
He should not win.
Why?
CM Punk debuts tonight after fucking Raw on Raw.
I don't think he should win.
If I hear Cody now,
who could win then?
Bray Wyatt.
I'll say it until it happens. I'm putting it out until it happens. Sammy. 100% Sammy. And don't say he's already had his chance. Fucking Drew had 87 chances.
What do you mean 100%?
Yeah, we counted that shit. True, Russell. We counted that
shit.
Yeah.
They got 1,000. They got the 1,000 day graphic.
Okay. Look at the stories between with Roman, with Sammy, and Roman with Cody. Cody, it's always like, "Oh, I respect your dad. Yeah, I'll beat your ass and send you back to AEW, but I respect your dad and I respect what you're trying to do." It's like, yeah, just fuck already, guys. Like, it's fine. Like, it's cool. It's
just fuck already. Just on damage with beautiful chains that you wear.
Like, it's cool. Like, if that's what you want to do, go for it. Whereas Sammy, it was more invested. It was more like he went and straight up attacked Roman. He attacked the bloodline. He attacked everyone. He ran through the crowd, sneak attack, run away. He was going, and then he was even like doubting himself. The story was. Had a lot more meat, had a lot more substance. It was like people were invested with. It was the best story that they have done in years, and they fucked it up.
The only problem I have with that whole scenario, and trust me, I love everything you're saying, because the underdog winning the championship, that would be fucking great. But they did it with Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan, his whole thing was very organic. Like, the fans loved it. It was so organic. Yep. It made sense. You know what I mean? Like, if you'd have given the belt, they were a fucking riot. Remember the ring fucking collapsed under all those people? Like, it was crazy.
It did not collapse. but they weren't there.
You know what I mean? Like that shit was crazy, right? Like, that's like, wow, that's so organic. It's like Shane doesn't need Blue Chew to get a boner. You know, it's like, man, fucking great. Now,
so, okay,
with the Cody thing, Cody is coming into AEW. I mean, WWE, worked from AEW. So that excitement, him coming from AEW, has already wore off because he got hurt. He was gone. He comes back. He wins the Rumble. We talked about this. Cody should have been number fucking one and won the Rumble. You want to build Cody to be a superstar like that? Put him number one and let him go through everybody in the Rumble, because in a sense, it's like Cody doesn't even deserve the world title shot. Like, you just come back from the rival company, and now you're in the main event of Mania after being number what, 20? What was he? Number 30?
He was number 30.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you just came in the last motherfucking dude. Like, ooh, wow, ooh, you achieved something. Like, to me, they only gave Cody this run because Cody probably signed for it. Cody was like, here's the deal, Paul. I'll leave AEW and I'll come here. But you have to give me the rights to the Rhodes name. You have to give me the rights to Starrcade. You have to give me the rights to War games, to give me rights to all of these things that my dad created, all the intellectual properties, and I'll come work for you for a year or two, and then I'll go back to AEW with all that shit. I can see that deal being made. But remember, he didn't want the unified championship. All he wanted was a title his dad never won.
Correct.
The WWE title. When his dad was alive, there was no fucking universal title.
No, there wasn't.
So, I'm just saying, like, Cody winning the title is everybody wants that. Everybody's forecasting Cody to win. Cody's gonna win. I still feel that Cody is not gonna win. And Roman's gonna retain.
Boy, I think it runs the risk of revolt if Roman walks out of WrestleMania as champion.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Best heat, bro. The best heat. People are going to get
I don't know if it's good heat.
No, but listen, let me, from a booker's point of view, I'm going to explain to you why it's so good. Julian's the champion. Everyone hates Julian. Shane is the challenger. Everyone loves Shane. Shane has gone through much shit to get right to the top to finally get a chance to win the title. Everyone wants to see Shane win the title. Julian beat Shane clean as a fucking sheet.
Clean as a whistle.
Bam. On Raw, the next night, fans are like, fuck this guy. We're sick and tired of this shit. We want him to fucking lose. So now Punk comes and challenges him. Everybody's behind Punk. Punk loses too. Then Drew, you come and challenge him. Then you lose. Then I come and challenge him. And then I lose. And then some random ass.
I won already. I don't know what you're talking about.
The point of this booking, is simple. It's real simple. People want to see the bad guy get his ass whooped and lose. When he doesn't lose, guess what they're going to do next week? They're going to pay more money to come back and watch this guy get his ass whooped again because they want him to lose. And when he doesn't lose, shit, this motherfucker has to lose. I'm going to come back next week. And when he finally lose, that's the big payoff. People are like, finally, man, it's been like fucking 2 years.
Let me paint a picture here for you, okay? You remember what I have been saying about the run of Triple H as creative for a while now? And two of the biggest blunders but involved Roman Reigns retaining the title. This will be the third.
What were the other two?
The first two?
Drew McIntyre.
And
Sammy last month.
Drew, though?
They built up Drew.
Yeah, but not every hero deserves a happy ending.
I agree with Shane. But
I'm not saying that every hometown hero deserved a happy ending.
Yeah, just
I'm just saying that to achieve this 1,000-day thing, or to wait for Cody because Cody was supposed to take it off of him at SummerSlam or something. It's just I am not a fan. Listen, I'm very consistent with this point. If there's anything I'm consistent with, it's this. I am not a fan of keeping a title on somebody just to wait for the company's person to come in and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of that. So if it was supposed to be Cody 8 months ago,
Then it should be Cody.
Sorry. Should have been Drew. Should have been Sammy. We don't wait another September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April.
Drew, the thing with that is that this has been the plan since Cody debuted last year.
Yeah.
So, and then he got injured, which it sucks, but
torn a boobie.
Yeah. But he
torn a boobie.
He
technically is true.
That's all of the corporate, all of the fucking decision makers. That's their going.
They're set on Cody.
Oh well, yeah, we're gonna keep this going, but it's like, well, why? Like this, things change. This happened now. Yeah, but we really were set in stone on this, and you know, we made a lot of things about it. It's like, yeah, but things change, guys, and they just because they decided it is set in stone. And there's nothing to avoid it. You cannot avoid it at any point.
The funny thing too is that the only thing that made Roman's run with the title post SummerSlam worthwhile was Sami Zayn joining the Bloodline. It really was.
He because really saved it.
Otherwise, it was going to be. Look, there were runs before that SummerSlam. I would say from like that Royal Rumble when Seth Rollins got the DQ win, and then they never went back to Seth Rollins again.
No, they never did, which is odd. It
was from that scared. Royal Rumble to SummerSlam, that title run was not great.
It was getting very, very still. Sammy is the one that carried on his back. He's proven that he can carry the company on his back.
For 11 months.
The problem with that is we all see that Sammy can do it. We all see that Sammy has organically grown one of the best, biggest followers.
Which is hard to do sometimes in the business. Mm.
But as a booker, as someone that books shows, as someone that promotes wrestling, as someone that's been involved in this business for 30 years, I see where you guys as fans are coming from. But let's be honest. SoFi Stadium, what does that seat? About what, 15,000-20,000 people?
Yeah, 20-something thousand, I think.
If you have all those people,
tickets.
Yeah, if you have all those people at 50, 75, 100, 500, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000, $7,000 for front row seats and shit like that,
$20,000.
Do you really believe that Sami Zayn would sell that building out?
Yes.
As a WWE champion.
I believe.
Absolutely. You think Sammy would do that? Who's the number one merch seller in the WWE? As much as I fucking hate to say it, it's Roman in the Bloodline.
Number two is Bray.
But why was that?
You can say it was Sammy. You can say it was because of the storyline with Sammy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Don't get me wrong. The Bloodline gimmick
have been selling out for quite a while.
That Bloodline gimmick was running well strong, and then it started dying down, and then Sammy gave it a boost. And that boost built Sammy up. But before that,
Sammy.
The Bloodline was doing that shit without Sammy. I love the gimmick with Sammy. We praise that gimmick week after week after week.
We praise Sammy every week.
We made Sammy a member of this fucking podcast. He is still a
member of the podcast.
We see even though he doesn't know it. Sammy's storyline was so powerful. But when it comes to putting money, and I always say putting asses in the seats, you have to go with the proven commodity. Sammy hasn't main evented a Mania. Sammy main evented the last show, the show in Toronto, right? Or wherever. The Montreal show. They didn't sell out that. And that arena is smaller than a fucking SoFi Stadium.
But that's the thing. Sammy has not given the opportunity to sell anything. He's never really – he sold out – did he not sell out that?
He did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
So Sammy had a really good run as Intercontinental Champion several times.
Yeah.
So he's had opportunities to showcase in the main event, especially on SmackDowns, especially on House Show. He was pretty prominently shown on pay-per-views when he
every,
had
his every time.
Title run. So, I mean, you can't give him that. I hate to steal from you, Drew, but you know, I was at the Royal Rumble this year. Sam returned on the Bloodline. That was a phenomenal show, and there's nothing like it. And was that crowd 100% behind Sammy? Absolutely.
Yes, it was.
Were they 100% behind Jay when he just got out the ring? Absolutely.
As of regularly. Oh,
but that's not what sold out the arena. One, it was a Royal Rumble. Two, it was Roman and Sammy, or the Bloodline and Sammy. Sammy by himself wouldn't have sold that place out. The Bloodline by themselves, maybe. I mean, they would have found someone else to feud with.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if you want to get technical,
it was the combo too.
No one really sells out by a thing by themselves. You can't just have.
No, correct. No, you're correct. Yeah.
You know, that's the point of a match. Like, you have to have someone else to sell
your
out.
Your main event stars are what make are what sells out the building. So I'm looking at these numbers right here. 16,527. That was the show in Montreal. Extreme Rules in Montreal. Right? That was Sammy in the main event. Right? That arena seats 23,000. So they weren't sold out. That's with the ring. I'm looking at with the WWE with the ring in it. Okay? Now, let's go. Hold on. Okay, so I found one, a house show. Sammy versus Roman, main event. 7,250 people in a 23,000 seat arena.
It's hard to sell.
Sammy was pushed as the main event there. Did not sell that building out.
It's a house show.
Yeah, nobody.
But regardless, if Sammy is selling houses out, that house show should be packed.
Yep. That's
well, they didn't come for Roman either.
No, they didn't.
Sammy was given the Intercontinental, but he was treated the same exact way that Chris Jericho was treated when he was WWE champion, or Kevin Owens was treated as Universal champion. He was like, he was the champ, but he wasn't the star. You know what I mean? He's never been treated as a legitimate contender for anything, really. You know, he's always kind of. More less lack of a better term, he's just kind of picked up scraps from everyone else. It's sad and it sucks because Sammy's great, but he's just kind of like, Sammy, you can have what's left. It's Sammy's time now, right now. If they had put him in a triple threat at Mania, it would have been fine. If you look at Cody and you look at Sammy, which one do you think WWE sees as the main eventer? Which one do you think sees, like, even if he doesn't get it now, he'll get it later on in the future? By some, it's 100% Cody. Cody is, you know, he'll be fine later on. Sammy needs it now, just like Daniel Bryan needed it at WrestleMania 30. He needed that.
Well, they had no choice.
Right. And they tried so, and they knew that was what it was, because they tried. That's why Paul Heyman, that one week, he just came out like that, because they were trying to squash any of all, like, thing like that. Because they know
that. Hey, mister.
They know that Sammy.
That's wrong.
I mean, Roman is the main event of almost every show, so technically you are seeing Roman Reigns in every show.
I went to SmackDown to see Roman Reigns.
If Stone Cold Steve Austin was at WrestleMania and was facing Spike Dudley for the WWE title, is that going to sell?
No.
Well, it's not. But that's the thing. So not one person can just because you're putting. You know, saying Sammy's not a sell, he doesn't sell out these arenas. I don't even think, like, Rock or Austin really sold out house shows like that, because they're house shows. Everyone knows pretty much, no matter, they can put whatever title matches they want on there, with the exception of the 24/7 title and hardcore title. Everyone already knows the outcome.
Hey, you tell Bob Backlund that shit, okay? You tell Bob Backlund that shit. That's a house show. I ain't losing. What the fuck?
That is true. Bob Backlund, yes, but, like, there are some exceptions, but, like, how long ago was that? Matter of fact, I think the most recent one was the tag team titles when Paul London and Brian Kendrick won the tag titles in the Ruthless Aggression era.
Are you sure it wasn't the NXT title of Samoa Joe and Balor? That was at a house show.
That was a house show, too, yeah.
Yeah. All right. But again, how long ago was that?
Quite a few years ago.
5 years ago.
AEW wasn't even a thing.
No, it wasn't.
I
before tribalism exists.
Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. Tribalism.
Yeah.
I don't even think Chris Jericho left WWE at that point. Like, that's how long.
I mean, it's NWA been. World title changes. Oh, that's not a show now. It's always not a show.
My Brothers Clay? Oh, shit. My bad.
I think what? I was wrestling during that time. That's how long it's been.
Damn. All right. Well, let's get back to this. I see your point.
We were done.
I see your points because they're very valid points.
Yeah.
I just think that, quite honestly, like, you can have superstar main events, you can have superstars, you can have main events. You can have sellout crowds, you can have. It's like having Captain Morgan and having Pabst Blue Ribbon and then having
it's like
White
having
Claw.
Captain, it's like having Captain Grog.
Hey, theory, teaming hey, up. But you know what though? Real talk though, we didn't talk about one thing that no one seems to be thinking about. Bobby Lashley has a match, and Bobby Lashley doesn't have a challenger. LA Knight, Rey Mysterio was a good match, but a word on the street is that a certain legend killer is going to be at WrestleMania.
Oh,
a certain gear maker that I know posted on his Instagram page a new pair of boots and some trunks for the return of Randy Orton.
Where's the bro?
Bro,
who gives a fuck
right
about bro? He's probably starting crack in TJ right now. Who fucking knows?
I don't know if bro is coming back, to be honest.
No, me neither.
Bro.
I think they finally got tired of his shenanigans.
He's going to fill the wellness policy you know, like six times before they fire you. He's a walking wellness policy.
And he is always going to fail it. I mean, he's
just like Jeff
that's
Hardy.
His gimmick.
Even after they stopped putting like weed on the
Jeff Hardy, not Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy is a good one.
Delete.
Yeah, well, with that, we're going to delete that comment. with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. For Big Money Drew and that guy that's a punk right there. For that guy, Mr. Husky, for the guy who's getting beat by me in GM modes 9 weeks and 10 weeks in a row, Chemical Julian.
The one thing we forgot to mention, next week it is going to be Drew McIntyre and Sheamus versus Imperium. Can they?
Don't you say that C word.
They said it on TV.
Don't you say
that.
They said,
can they
coexist?
I was like, yeah.
I muted my TV when they were talking about that. I was like,
and can they now raise that?
Can they coexist?
Man.
Look at that classic WWE go-home show. Two guys who are supposed to be in a match together on the same side, tag, whatever you want to call it.
Weren't they
tag
were
teaming
like,
against somebody else.
They were just at War Games together. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. But can they coexist?
I thought that was what question. They were going to do with KO and Sammy for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, they almost did that.
Almost.
Can they bro exist?
Bro exist?
Can they pro exist?
You know, Irish people like to fight.
Bro,
so
can you and Mr. Big Money Drew, can you guys pro
make
exist
money, money, make money, 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 money?
Can you big can money exist?
Can we make big Jeez, money exist?
Anyway,
no.
Thank you for joining us, and take something.